This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The Elmore Police Department said that the driver of the vehicle involved in a single vehicle accident on Friday morning that closed down parts of the Northeast Connector has passed away. 41-year-old David Aaron was the driver of the vehicle. He passed away on Saturday, succumbing to his injuries in the hospital. An early morning house fire on Monday displaced four residents. Elmore Fire Department said around 2 a.m. on Monday morning, the Elmore Fire Department responded to a reported residential fire in the 400 block of Colston Street. When units arrived, heavy smoke was pushing from the eaves and windows of the structure, and the fire was contained in one room and quickly brought under control by fire personnel. The structure sustained smoke damage throughout. A family of four living in the home was able to escape without any injuries, and the Red Cross was called to assist the family with temporary housing, food, and clothing. The Elmore Fire Department Fire Marshal was called to investigate the fire, which is standard protocol, and the fire remains under investigation. Last week, authorities arrested and charged Jeffrey Springer, 28 years old, with felony possession of a Schedule II substance, possession of a stolen motor vehicle, larceny of a motor vehicle, larceny from a person, injury to personal property, and interfering with emergency communications. He is currently being held a $125,000 bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. At the last Health and Human Services Board meeting, head of the health department, Dolly Clayton, said they currently had 72 children in foster care, which included one older teen who spent a week living actually at the office. Their normal average was in the 40s, but it's been very high lately, and they don't have enough foster families to place all the children that need placement. Recently, at a Stanley County Commissioner meeting, Commissioner Scott Evert had this to say about the issue.
Commissioner Evert.
Yeah, one quick one. Andy and Dolly and myself, we met with the new CEO of Partners, Libby McCraw, a couple weeks ago. And she's aware of the problems that we're having with the foster kids and stuff. So she said she's here and she would be happy to help us out, and whatever resources Partners had, that they would help us out a lot. So it was good. She's doing all of the counties in the catchment area, so it was good for her to come to Stanley. Thank you, sir.
Also at the meeting, Dolly said that Medicaid enrollment was up 185, and they were working on 1,983 child support cases. WSBC and Partners recently celebrated their hometown heroes for the month of November, and their veteran was Tyler Jeffries, United States Army. He's a man whose story is one of courage, resilience, and unwavering commitment to his fellow veterans. His journey began in Florida, where he dreamed of serving in the military, and in 2010 he enlisted in the United States Army as an infantryman, fulfilling that dream. But in 2012, during deployment in Afghanistan, Tyler's life changed forever when an IED blast caused him to lose both legs and left him with multiple injuries. After spending 18 months recovering at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Tyler didn't let adversity define him. Instead, he found a renewed sense of purpose. Now retired from the military, Tyler dedicates his time and energy to Hookin' Veterans, a nonprofit he founded to help injured veterans reconnect, heal, and find community through deep-sea fishing trips. These outings offer veterans a chance to bond with others who understand their struggles, provide a healing space for visible and invisible wounds alike. His commitment doesn't stop there. As a proud husband and father, he balances family life while pursuing another inspiring goal, earning a spot on the U.S. para bobsled team. Through his work, Tyler demonstrates that challenges, no matter how daunting, can lead to incredible growth and opportunities to help others. We celebrate Tyler Jeffries for his extraordinary service to our country, his tireless advocacy for fellow veterans, and his example of resilience and determination. Also honored were teacher Kelly Hill, a principal at South Stanley Middle School. Kelly truly embodies the power of education to transform lives. Kelly Hill is not just a teacher, but a mentor, leader, and advocate for students, colleagues, and families alike. Over the years, Kelly has demonstrated unwavering dedication to her students' academic and personal success, pouring her heart into every aspect of her work and inspiring those around her with a passion for education. Her impact extends far beyond the classroom walls. She has spearheaded innovative intervention programs, designed creative curriculum initiatives, and cultivated a nurturing environment where every student feels seen and supported. Whether it's lending a listening ear to students in need, or encouraging a colleague through a tough day, or developing strategies to help students overcome challenges, Kelly's presence is felt throughout her school and the community at large. Her patience, enthusiasm, and ability to connect with learners from all walks of life have earned her widespread respect and admiration. Her efforts remind us that the role of a teacher goes beyond academics. It's about shaping lives, building confidence, and empowering future generations to succeed. Today we honor Kelly Hill, a true hometown hero. Hometown Heroes made possible by our platinum sponsors, Uwari Bank and Stanley Community College. Gold sponsors, Frog Pond Performance, Stanley Tractor, and Desco. And silver sponsors, Tar Heel Automotive of Locust and Mint Hill, A Excellent Telecommunications, BB Oil, and AL Louder. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wsbc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Gradual clearing today with a high near 67 this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, the low around 34. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 61. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
We originate from Sweet Home, Alabama, but through all the different platforms, live and archived, we go out to the world. Find all those at Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Speedy Greg Adler here. There's Bubba. Rick, glad to be here. Thank all of you for joining us. Joining us today. So some other things. All right, somebody said, just what the caller said. I've seen Gladiator. A lot of historical inaccuracies. I don't care about that. Take it as a follow-up to the first movie only. All right, well, that's all I was going to do anyway. I mean, I'm not. I don't care if I go study.
What are you talking about historical inaccuracy?